and the Eldora Water Treatment Plant. All of these sites are civilian sites as designated by the United Nations Development Program. All of these sites were bombed by the first boats back in 1991. The human shields in Baghdad are putting their bodies between the bombs of Bush and the Iraqi people. There are over 100 human shields from 34 nations at these sites in Baghdad. We have marked them with 10-foot letters that say human shields so they cannot be missed from above. We have faxed and emailed and written George Bush at the White House and told him that we are on these sites, and that if he takes these sites, he will be killing his own citizens and the citizens of many other nations of this world. The blood will be on his hands. The blood will be on his hands. Four decades ago this month, I was sent off to federal prison from a building right behind this one. The first resistor to the Vietnam draft in 1964 for the Bay Area from San Francisco. When I went to jail, there was no one in the streets. Today, the bombs have yet to fall, and we have millions and millions in the streets. We have got to stay out there, stay on the streets. There are dark days up ahead, but we are going to stop this war.
We want peace. We want justice. So it's only appropriate that our next speaker be a member of the Marin Peace and Justice Coalition and author of Utopia Now. Please help me welcome Dan Cahill.
Hello. It's an honor to be here with the most patriotic people in the San Francisco Bay Area. We know that true patriots support all government policies that are just. Without those three words, all you have is fascism and chauvinism. We support the troops because we don't want them used and abused by corporate mercenaries as cannon fodder for militaristic monopolies and militaristic plutocracies. Unfortunately, our government is desecrating all of humanity and all of our ancestors by spending more to violently dominate the world than it would cost to benevolently integrate the world. Contrary to fatalistic fascism that is so fashionable today, we can create world peace right now! The message of 9/11 was not to fight harder, it was to unite faster! It's time to officially declare our interdependence! It's time to wage global rapport, not war! Militaristic strategies are counterproductive and self-destructive. Militaristic strategies are morally and militarily indefensible. Militaristic strategies are genocidal, suicidal, and speciesidal. Nonviolent strategies prevent terrorism. Nonviolent strategies exponentially elevate everyone's standard of living. Nonviolent strategies are compassionate as well as self-serving. Nonviolence is our only viable choice. Our actions will define us as the greatest generation of all time or the worst. We will be the greatest civilization in the history of our species, or we will be the last. Finally, And here's the real beauty of it all. There's no cause anymore. Today there's no cause worth fighting for, because we have an honorable and a rewarding cause worth uniting for. Thank you. Our next speaker, and we're honored to have him here and to present him to you, is Dr. Hatem Rajan. He's a faculty member at the UC Berkeley Department of Near Eastern Studies and Ethnic Studies, Sacred Truths Muslim Collective. He's a host of Islam Today, JPFA Weekly Magazine. He's an author, he's an activist, he's a voice of the Muslim and Palestinian community in the Bay Area and nationally. He is a rising intellectual who speaks in the name of freedom. He's the universal voice. Please help me welcome Dr. Hatem Rajan.
Salaam alaikum. A few weeks back, George Bush described us as a focus group. And I say, yes, we are. We are a very wide, large focus group, much wider, larger than the focus group that he has in the White House. Yeah. And I am happy to say that I and many across the world are part of the majority of the world that wants peace and justice. What we see today happening across the world, we see a movement to rise to try to put peace, justice, equality into racism, into exploitation, into globalization in the name of corporations, put an end to this and change it to a more humanistic approach to life existence across this world. We've been often saying about American ideals, but American ideals have always been fought for by the people opposite the power structure. We had to fight to get women to vote. We had to fight to give the dignity to Native American, and we continue to do so. We had to fight for the rights of African Americans to vote. We had the right to get the rights for the farm workers to be able to organize. We had to fight to get our labor unions the right to organize in their places. We have to fight for everything. And often the power structure says, we have come a long way, but our answer to them, we should have been there from the beginning. We should have been there from the beginning. Yesterday, George Bush had the audacity to once again speak about the roadmap to peace in Palestine. And I have to say to him, the roadmap to Palestine have always been that you have to end the occupation. The roadmap to Palestine is end the settlement. The roadmap to Palestine is end killing of the Palestinians. The roadmap to Palestine have always been clear from the first moment that Western colonialism came to the Middle East. The roadmap to Palestine means ending U.S. aid to Israel. Illegal process. If I give you a gun and I know you're going to shoot the person next door or the person across the street or the person in the market, and I give you the gun to do so, I am an accessory to murder. The United States has been accessory to murder in Palestine, has been accessory to murder to many places around the world, and it's time. And it's time for us to say it loud and clear. There is a connection between Palestine and Iraq. This connection is about submitting or asking asking for the Arab world to submit to U.S. hegemony and Israeli hegemony in the region. And you could take Iraq out, you could take Egypt out, you could take Syria out, you could take Jordan out, you could take Morocco out, and you could take every Arab and Muslim country out, but instead the Palestinians will tell you, we will resist, we will resist, we will resist, we will resist, just like the South African resisted, just like the African American resisted. They went away from KFC in the morning to KFC at night. Nevertheless, they came out and resisted. And our resistance is based on our right to have a freedom in our own land. And the U.S. cannot stop this. So the roadmap is clear. I am happy to say that we have a change in the war taking place. It began in South Africa in the racism conference, and it is happening today and here. We have a configuration of forces globally that wants a different world. So let's have a different world, beginning in here, changing our lives. We have to make choices in here. We can't have an SUV and then come to peace marches. We can't go and have latte and Starbucks and come to peace marches. We can't. We cannot exploit the environment and come back to these marches. If peace and justice has to be a personal choice, you have to make peace and justice a personal choice. You can't promote what to make to peace marches. It has to be a personal choice. You and I are responsible for the choices that you make. The SUV that we drive is part of the wrong choice. The pollution that we did is part of the wrong choice. The exploitation of the labor, whether we're managers or laborers, is part of the choice that we have to make. And that is our responsibility that we need to take to our home. Thank you.
Thank you so much. So what do you think was right? We need to keep up the resistance. And does everyone know about the emergency response protests that are planned?